Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. And we are coming to you from our first quarantine edition of Min Huna, recorded from all of our various houses. So I was recently talking to Rusty, our producer, about the ways that this staying home is really new to a lot of us here in America, but that Huda has a fair amount of expertise on the subject. So we thought we would talk a little bit about that from Huda's point of view as somebody who's been through a similar experience before. Huda, can you tell us a little bit about what happened for you and your family back in Aleppo, Syria?
In 2011, a revolution started in Syria. Then it turned to war. It turned to like dictator fighting his people. So it became like really big war in the area, like in Middle East. It was a lot of bombing, a lot of killing, and still until today. And like for me, I was 13 years old when it became really really bad situation. And it was like for me the worst time I spent in my life. We stayed 2 months like without going outside. And this was due to the bombing, but also due to the kidnapping, fighting, arresting like random people. So we had to stay like in the house like for almost 2 months, like because that in that 2 months was really, really bad. So we all had to stay home. And also we were under siege, so we weren't able to have a lot of sources like food or like the life basics.
During that 2 months, your dad went out to get food a few times, but he had to really hunt for it. There wasn't, it wasn't easy to get food, even if you had money for it, to keep you and your mom and your older sister and your younger sister, who were eight and 13 and about 18. So what did you do with your days during this time when you were in the house?
Mostly weren't doing anything because a lot of life basics were absent. But mostly we spent time with each other and with my sisters playing like board games or like have a conversation or sleep. But we weren't doing like really stuff. Like right now we have a lot of stuff we could do inside the house. But in that time, even like we couldn't go to our yard, fear of like random bombing or bullet or something. So like mostly we weren't doing anything. Electricity, the internet access, like we weren't able to have it like maybe for more than like 2 months. And sometimes the water, we weren't able to get water.
So having been through something kind of like this before, do you have any advice?
So one advice I have to all people to just like stay home, because when you stay home, you save your life, you save your other ones' lives. But in my situation, even if I stayed home, I wasn't saving other people's life. And it was really hard. It was really painful to me when I heard like there's bombing getting out from our area to other neighborhoods. And when I asked my dad, oh, my dad, they're bombing us. He used to tell me, no, don't worry. They're bombing the other neighbor. And inside ourselves, we were so sad because even if we're not getting the bomb, the other people getting the bomb. And in the same time, we are happy it's not in our neighborhood. Like we felt it was really against the humanity. But like we know like we are safe, but others not. So that was really, so I think one advice to all people, just stay home and be with your family. من أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا.
To save one life is to save all of humanity.